Well, they can be, yeah, they can make hush puppies out of them.
Uh-huh.
And there's lots of other things that can be made out of them, but I don't know what all that it is.
Yeah, well, of course, that you're no cook. Okay, well, that's fine. Let's see, what do you call cornbread that's cooked in the ashes of a fire? You got a name for that? I think that's a North Georgia term.
It may turn out to be, I don't know. Cornbread's cornbread, that's all I know.
Yeah.
However you cook it.
Uh-huh. What do you call a soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon? You ever had any of that either? Well,
yeah.
I have had that.
Yeah,
so that's, maybe that's coastal.
That's
we always call it spoon bread.
I never had anything about that now.
Well, what do you call a round, flat pastry that's about that big around and it has a hole in the middle and it's made with baking powder?
Donut.
Is that what you call it?
Donut.
On the same kind of bread here that we have, it's got a round hole in the middle. It's donuts.
Okay. And you call them donuts no matter whether they were made with yeast or baking powder.
That's right.
Uh-huh. What do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and cooked on a greased skillet and eaten with syrup?
We call them pancakes.
Okay. What do you call meat from the side of a hog that's slated but not smoked? People use it a lot when they cook turnip greens, something like that.
Isn't it ribs?
No, it's not ribs. It's white and it's got streaks in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, just exactly.
Well, it's I don't know exactly how to describe it any better. Some people call it Midland meat, some call it soy pork, side pork, fat back, streaked meat. Have you ever used any of those terms?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what would you call it?
Well, I'll tell you, most of the people always call it fat back.
Okay, is that what you'd call it?
Well, yes, ma'am, I guess so.
Okay.
About here, I
reckon. What do you call pressed meatloaf that's made from hog jowl and hog's head and stuff like that? Got a name for that?
Well, you mean made out of a hog head, you mean?
Uh-huh.
Well, we call that hog head cheese.
Okay.
Well, we call that hog head cheese.
Well, what's the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Ma'am?
What's the hard thing in the middle of a cherry?
Well, we always call that the seed.
Okay. And how about the center of a peach?
Well, same thing.
Okay. What do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed? Well, there are two kinds of peaches. One, the meat comes off the seed very easily, and in the other, it sticks to the seed. And some people...
Well, now the one that comes off is the... what they call the clear seed.
Okay.
Clear seed peaches, it comes off.
And how about when it sticks?
Well, I don't just exactly know now what the name of that would be.
Well, let's see. Have you ever said... Clingstone or plum peach or pressed peach? None of those.
They're just different. I'll tell you what, they're just different. Seeing peaches and the, some of them is in there that, what we call a clear seed, and then some of them that's not, and I don't know then.
Okay.
There are all so many different names for those peaches that you can't get the, seed out of. I don't know now. There's a lot, like I say, I need lots of different names for them peaches.
Okay. What do you call beans that you don't shell?
Snaps.
Okay. And how about flat yellow beans that you do shell? Or else sometimes you buy them dried in the grocery store.